In 1993, the New Hampshire Supreme Court overturned a conviction for a man named Carl Lorry because prosecutors hadn't disclosed that one of the police detectives on the case had an issue in his personnel file that might have raised questions about his credibility. Today, the New Hampshire Attorney General's Office and each New Hampshire County Attorney keeps what is called a Lorry List, a record of law enforcement officers whose credibility could be called into question were they to testify in criminal trials. To sort out what we know and don't know about Lorry lists, we turn to reporter Elizabeth Dynan of the Portsmouth Herald. She and the Seacoast Media Group obtained a partially redacted copy of the state's list through a right-to-know request. She had previously sought to see the Lorry list in Rockingham County, but she says County Attorney Jim Reams denied that request because, he said, the state told him to protect the identities of the officers on the list. Elizabeth Dynan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why is it that the state keeps this list?
The purpose of the list is to alert defendants in criminal cases if there's a police officer scheduled to testify against them who may have credibility problems. And their names are reported to the county attorneys by their police chiefs who have some firsthand knowledge of some kind of underlying behavior.
But it doesn't necessarily say what credibility problem means or what the underlying behavior in question is. It just says that there may be one.
Correct. It's all a mystery. And County Attorney Reams has said he believes there, in the cases he's seen, there are minor problems that were found to be irrelevant. But he also said in one instance he's reviewed there was falsifying time cards by an officer. And I know lying is a big one to get you on a list.
So how many officers are on this list, and what towns do they come from what we can see?
It's hard for me. I didn't want to say how many officers because of the way it's redacted. I think there was room for interpretation whether under the redaction there was one or more. But I can see they left open the list of the departments, which include Wyndham, Kensington, Hampton Falls, Exeter, New Hampshire State Police, Hampstead, New Hampshire Bureau of Liquor, Raymond, Plastow, Portsmouth, Manchester, Nottingham. If I didn't say Pelham, I'll say it again. Rochester, Salem, Kingston, Fremont, Atkinson, Newton, Sandown, Merrimack, and Ware.
And what questions are you going to be looking at going forward? I mean, given how little we know about what's actually on the list, it's hard to know whether the idea that there are police officers on police forces in New Hampshire that have some kind of issue that could question their credibility in a trial, we don't know yet whether there is some kind of concern that the public should have at this point or not.
The public should have a concern that they're not being given all the information. I know I am. The next step I have taken is I filed right-to-know requests with all of the county attorneys in the state of New Hampshire, and I've asked them to give me all their records on their individual Lorry list that has already been disclosed to defendants under the law. So that'll reveal something, I expect.
Thanks so much for your time. Reporter Elizabeth Dynan of the Portsmouth Herald. You can find a link to her reporting on the state's Lorry list at nhpr.org.